The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. They were not estranged from their lust, but while their meat was yet in their mouths, the wrath. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law, for I had not known lust, except the law had said, Thou shalt not covet. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust, and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not because ye ask not. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth for ever.